was just seeing fish.
I just happened to meet BJ.
See
BJ, like, I didn't get any announcements, but how did you know?
I just got
My kid said. They said no details. Did you get any details? I heard you're under the weather.
I was long ago already, Bart.
Long ago, that's I'd say.
Yeah, by the time Tuesday rolled around, I was already Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, more or less. Yeah. Okay. I'm still. You can still say you're full of shlema. I still have that much to go. So okay. You could.
It's still safe.
Yeah. I need the shlema. Yeah. Okay. It seems. Yeah. Okay. So do a little bit about the geirus of Klal Yisrael by Matan Torah. So first, I'll say over the words of the Rambam, and then we'll go into it. The Rambam, this is in Isuri Bia, the Rambam says about Geirus. Bishloisha devorin nichnasu Yisrael abris. Klal Yisrael did three things to become a Yid. B'mila, utvila, v'karben. Mila, when did we do Mila? Ha'isa b'mitzray. Kishenemar v'chol ora lo yechol boy. Mo lo yisa b'yishar Rabbeinu. B'yishar Rabbeinu gave us all a bris. Shekulam bitlu bit bris mila b'mitzrayim. No one had done a bris in Mitzrayim. Chutz mishevet Levi. Ve'alzen emar uvrischa yintzayru. It says Levi did, no one else did. And that's when we did the first part of our geirus. Before we ate the carb. U tevila haisa b'amidbar kodim matan Torah. We also did tevila in order to be, before matan Torah, to become a yid. Kishenemar, this is this week's parsha, v'kidashtam hayoy mumachar v'chibsusim loisa. Right, that you have to be mikadosh Klal Yisrael v'chibsu simloisam, which is the Gemara makes a drush in Yevamis madoch. They even had to tevel their clothing. All the more so, they had to tevel themselves. So from there we learn out that we had to tevel. Now here I just want to mention that the Gemara slugs up the Kal V'chomer, because the Gemara says, how do you know how to read that pasuk? That v'chib susim loisa means they should toivel the clothing. Maybe it's nikius bama, maybe it's a mitzvah to be clean, that they should just wash their clothing. Where do you see tevil? So the Gemara actually says that you learn it from a different pasuk. The Gemara slugs that pasuk up, and the Gemara says you learn it from, we're going to have in a minute, that it says v'yizru kalom, that they spritz tam on the It's in Parshas Mishpatim that they brought karbonis and they were shlamim, you know, and they spritz it on them. Ugemiri ein hazor beloy tevila. You never spritz a person with something unless he also tevels. For example, when you spritz the paraduma water, you also have to tevel. So since they had hazor, they also had tevila. So why did the Rambam write the Havamina of the Gemara and he didn't write the Maskon of the Gemara? So, Lefiyan Yuzdaiti, I wanted to answer that this is a Klal Gadol that I didn't make it up now. I've seen it so many times in the Rambam. The Rambam does not write the Mekor, which proves, which like the Gemara holds, this word or this like extra letter is Machriach, the Drosha. The Rambam writes to you, after all the Hechreichim that the Gemara comes up with, what is the pasuk which really is saying that thing? So the Rambam is telling you, you know, the emes is that v'chim susim loisa means to tevel, and it includes teveling the clothing and the people too. Now it's true, you wouldn't be able to prove it because the Gemara is trying to fight back. Who told you? Maybe v'chim su could mean washing. But Lamaise, it does mean that they tevled because you have the Gemara's riot. So now that's the pshat in the pasuk. And the Rambam does it a lot of times. It answers a lot of things that people are more on the Rambam. That he brings like a pasuk and the Gemara brought a different pasuk. The Gemara is where the extra letter is, which forces me. But noch dem, dorten status. That's what the Rambam, that's then I found the Bach says that over here. The Bach says that that's in the Rambam here too, in your day on Hilchos Geirus. Okay, now others say that the Rambam did it because in the Mechilta, it does bring that drasha from V'chibsusim Loisam. And the Mechilta writes that every single place that it writes the words v'chibastem bigdeichem in the Gantz Chumash, it always means tevilah. So I think it was the Netziv writes that the Aruch Lanier writes. Why did the Mechilta add that line in? Because the Mechilta wanted to mazhir not to say like the Gemara, because the Gemara said maybe it means Nikias. How do you know it means tevilah? So the Mechilta answers back. Look in the whole Torah. Every single time it says v'chibsu bigdeyan, it always means tevilah. So the Mela over here, it also has to mean tevilah. Now the thing is like this. There is one place where Rashi says in the end of Tazria that it says v'chibesu es asher boy hanega, and Rashi says that it means to wash it and not to tevel it. And he brings a raya because if you look in Targum Unkelus, there's a rule. Rashi brings the rule there in Tazria. If it says v'chavrun, it means to wash it. It says v'yitztabun, it means to tevel it. So if you look on that pasuk where it says if the tsaras on the clothing wasn't leaving, the chibsu, they should wash it. It says in the Targum v'chavru. So you see that it's not tevila. So how then could it be that the Mechilta says every v'chibsu in the whole Torah means tevila, but it's not so? So I'm assuming that the way to read the Mechilta is what it says there. That any time it says v'chibastem es bigdeyan, any time it says that word, that expression, v'chibes es bigodov, they are always tevila. This pasuk, it says v'chibsu es asher boy hanega, but it never said the word bigdeyan, so I guess that's what the Mechilta means. And before I go any weiter, I just have to say over the real famous vart, if you look in the Targum Unkelus though, in our parsha in Yisroi, it says v'chibsu simloisam v'chavrun bigdein. So the Targum Unkelus argues with the Rambam. The Targum Unkelus says it does not mean tevila. He holds that the truth is like the havamin of the Gemara, that it didn't mean, it meant nikias. It didn't mean tevila. So what's the pshat in that? There's a real famous pshat. The Meshech Chochma says it, and many other achrayim also say it. It's a very nice pshat. Pshat's like this. There's the other pasuk, the maskana pasuk of the Talmud Bavli, because it says va'yizroik al ha'am, va'yikach Moshe es chatzi hadam, va'yizroik al ha'am, va'chatzi hadam zark al ha'mizbeach. He took the shlamin, divided the blood into two. Half the blood he was zoyrik on the am, and half the blood he was zoyrik on the Mizbeach. So the Gemara learns the pshat of the pasuk, pasuk pshat. He took half the blood and poured it on the Mizbeach. And he took the other half of the blood and he did hazah on the am. He went over to Klal Yisrael and he spritzed them. And from there we learn out, ein hazoya beloy tevil. So from there we know, to become a ger, you need hazoya and you need tevil. Now Rabbi Eliezer, in Yevamos, argues, we don't hold like him, he says, you don't need tevila. You're Jewish from Mila. You don't need tevila. Why? Because Avoseinu did Mila, like we had, they did Mila before they ate the Korban Pesach, and they never did tevila. So the Tosfos Yeshadim says, right on the page, he says, what do you mean? But I thought we have this klal that every time you do Hazoya, you always do tevila. So they did tevila. And for the Tosfos
Yeshadim, we're talking about Korban Pesach in Mitzrayim.
That was the Mila, right? From the Gemara says, from there we learn the Mila. Kol Orel Eichelboy, they did Mila, and that was the beginning of the Geirus, right then and there, was the Mila. Then the Gemara continues, and where do we find that Klal Yisrael did Tevila? So the Gemara, first it tried, right, Vaganos, and they spritzed them, and Memela, they must have done Tevila. But Rabbi Lezer says, we don't find this. We only find our Avos did Mila, and you're Jewish with Mila. So Tosfos Yeshadim says, but what do you mean? The Gemara said that they spritzed, the Ein Hazoya B'lo Tevila. And for the Tosfos Yeshadim, the Rabbi Eliezer read the Pasuk like Targum Unkelus. Because if you look in Targum Unkelus, it says, half the dam he spritzed on the Mizbeach. And the other half, says Targum Unkelus, Zorak al madbecha lechaper alama. Even that half, he also spritzed on the mizbech. He never spritzed people. When it says zorak alam, it doesn't mean literally he spritzed it on their skin. It means he spritzed on the mizbeach for kapara on the am. So says the Taisis Yeshanim, Rabbi Lezer read the pasuk like Targum Onkelos. And therefore, you didn't have a hazoy. If you didn't have a hazoy, you didn't have a tefillah. So the Maratzchias already writes, you know why? Because if you look in Megillah and Daf Gimel, it says, Targum Onkelos mipi Rabbi Eliezer Amoroi. That Onkelos' Rabbi was Rabbi Lezer, and he taught him the Onkelos. So Memela, of course, Rabbi Lezer read the pasuk like Onkelos, because Onkelos learned it from his Rabbi, Rabbi Eliezer. Is Memela? It comes out like this: that the same thing is in our pasuk. In our pasuk, according to the Rambam, the pasuk means v'chibsu bigdam, they should toivel. And then we say that Madach Yitavel the begotten surely Yitavel the person. Of course, Rabbi Eliezer didn't say that because Rabbi Eliezer said our office never tivled. So Rabbi Eliezer taught Unkelus to write v'chavru that they should wash it, not tivel. Memela, in other words, Rabbi Eliezer and the Targum Unkelus are one shita right throughout. Both psukim where you see tivila. Rabbi Lezer changed the pshat. When it comes to the pasuk of Vayizrik Alaam, he said it didn't mean that he spritzed the am. It means he spritzed on the mizbeach the mechaper the am. So there's no tevila there. And also in our parsha, when it says v'chibsu bigdeyem, where the Rambam and the Mechilta said it means to tevil, came along Rabbi Lezer and he said no, it means to just wash the clothing. So Rabbi Lezer wrote said it's v'chaver. So Unkelus is Talmud. He wrote v'chaver. Okay, so that's the tevila, and then the Rambam has the third thing, the carbon. Shenemar vayishlach esnari bnei Yisrael vayalu oilos al yidei kol Yisrael ikrivum. That says in Parshas Mishpatim that they brought oilos, and those were the carbonus of the ger. Okay, so those are the three parts: mila, tevila, and carbon, v'chein l'doyros, k'shayirtze ha'goy l'hikonis b'vris, l'histoyfes tachas kanfei ha'shchino, v'kabal olav ol teiro. If any goy ever wants to become a Jew, tzorich mila, tevila, hartzoas carbon. You need these three things, you know, to mila and a tevila and a carbon.
No carbon suffices for more than one gear?
Well, if a bunch of gerim, each one's on his own. Yeah, you can't.
So here you have one carbon for every single.
Oh, well, that's a good shaila. How do you know? Maybe they did.
Yeah, all this.
Levice,
that's quite a few.
Yeah,
it's more, that's double, yeah. But women also.
You are right. Levice, Revach, Redim, say like you. That there, it was like the whole cholesterol was like geir together.
One.
It was one geir. It was. They did it, they had one like. I mean, even though the milo is each one separate, and the tefillah is each one separate,
yeah.
But the carbon was one carbon for all of them together. It wasn't a separate, it wasn't like each one, it was a cholesterol becoming a ger together. Okay, and how do we know? Shenemar kochem kager, ma atem b'milo tefillah tzars carbon, afagir l'doyres b'milo tefillah tzars carbon. Okay.
So nowadays, what do we do with carbon?
So the Gemara says that. The Gemara says, how do you know you can get away with it nowadays? Without the carbon, so the Gemara says increases. Tam loymer ledoyroi seichem v'chiyogur itchem ger ledoyroi seichem, to tell you that in every generation you can be a ger, and the Torah is coming to teach us. Even though the Torah is saying, even we know we're going to not have a base hamikdash, it's not ma'akev. So from here we learn out that it's not ma'akev, but when base hamikdash will be built, all the game will have to bring the carbon then. But it's we learn from the Dera Seichem that you are a Yid without it. It's not Likuva. It's just a Chiyuv, but you're Jewish without it.
So it could be even when there was a Bais HaMikdash, you could be Jewish with just the Tefillah without the carbon.
That's right. Okay. You're just Mechuyiv to do it, but you're Jewish without. Fine. That's the Hakdama. So Bekitzer, the Hakdama is that the Makor of Geiris is from Klal Yisrael by Matan Torah. And they did these three things. They did Mila in Mitzrayim, Koral or Yechaboy. They did tevila right in our parsha in Yisroi, v'chibast and bignechem, and they did carbon coming up parsha next week's parsha of Avaya Aluelis. Now, the question that we're going to deal with is like this. It says, I mean, it's Pashit, that in order to be a ger, you need to have das. You need to have Kabbalah to be a ger. So how did anybody under bar mitzvah become a ger? Okay, this kasha is written in Taisvis and Sanhedrin, and in the Ritva in Ksubis, and in Taisvis Rosh in Ksubis. Anyone under bar mitzvah at the time of Matan Torah, a katan ein lo das, right? So how did he become Jewish? How did all the kids become Jewish? Okay, so the Pashut answer, which all these three Rishayim answer, is...
later on again.
You mean they were a guy, really? They were a guy until they came by mitzvah.
What do they do now?
What was that? Exactly. So the Rishayim say it's a riot nowadays. What do you do nowadays if a kid wants to become a ger? So you open a ksubis, yud alf, omen alf. Omar Rav Huna, ger, cotton, matbili noisei al das bezdin. Right? That bezdin does it for him. So the Gemara says, my kamash malon, what's Rav Huna's chiddish? Zachin la'adam shalai b'fanav. Tanina. It's a Mishnah. Zachin la'adam shalai b'fanav. Why did Rav Huna have to say that? It's a Mishnah in Erevin. Zachin la'adam shalai b'fanav. So the Gemara says, ma'u the same that a guy is not as a chus for a guy to become Jewish. Because Befker Nichale, he likes to be Hefker. Right. The Kaim alon, Avda Befker Nichale. Because Avonim, the Gemara says that. Kamash malon, no, little kids. Before their bar mitzvah, they didn't do enough aveiros yet to want to stay a guy. They don't have so much of tami sura yet. So mele it is a zechus for them. Okay, so that is the piece of gemara. So the rishonim say the makor, a makor for this din of Rav Huna is Matan Torah, because all the kids at Matan Torah all became Jewish, and it worked al yedei this Gemara, that your Zochim Ladim Shalom B'fanav, the Bezdin, the G'daylim, can go ahead and be Zoicha in the Geirs for the kids. Okay,
the,
that's what...
The Das, they can be Zoicha the Das?
Well, it comes out that even though the kid doesn't have Das, but I'm doing it for you, my Das, just like, let's say, I pick up something and I say, I'm Zoicha this for my friend, Reb Yankel. He's sleeping in bed, right? He doesn't have the das. I go ahead and be his shliach. I'm his shliach. And, you know, I do it all for him.
So even the 12-year-old kid, even though he does not das.
Or even if he's one day old, right? You can do it for the kid. You could be do the gayers for the kid. So that's what these...
To be megayer, you need das. It's not stam, then you'd be zeicha for another person. Here, that's... part of the mitzvah.
Oh, you're asking really good. You're saying like this. You're saying it's amazing chiddush what's going on here. Because bishlamo echveis, I found a nice mitzvah for you, right? I found a nice car, echveis or whatever, a camera. So I pick it up for you. So fine, so I can do it. But you can't pick up Jewishness for your friend. I mean, it's like you got to do it yourself. Either you're a megayer or you're not a Jew. What do you think this is? Well, I could go ahead. I say, I think he would like to be, you know, that guy. He told me yesterday he really would like to be a Jew. Okay, I'll do it for him. I'll megayer him. Pashtus, it's like a davar shabegufay. It's a davar that you have to do yourself, which is a huge chiddush, the piece of gemara. Hopefully we'll... But these Rishonim hold yes. These Rishonim hold yes, you could. You could be a shliach, you could have das for the person, and I have the das to be megayer you, and I'm your shliach.
Could be... Best has enhanced zechus, but the b'stam ha'yachid, have to. Could be they're able to be even in such a...
But don't forget what the Gemara brought. The Gemara said the Makar is because zochim l'adam shalom b'fanam, which is not a Bezdin concept.
Right, but then, but that doesn't work for
the Kashas, the Yiddishkeit can, that doesn't,
only a
Chavis
can be.
Okay.
That
the
person has an enhanced capability of
course.
You
might
have to
run
on the show
for
it.
We have to know where that comes from. I mean,
I thought the Gemara was talking about a parent there, right?
Was talking about the after, well, later. Then the Gemara says, L'chayra, I'll bring a raya from a Mishnah to Rav Huna. because it says Hagiyoyres Shenisgayer Pachas Migimol Shanim. So the Gemara says you can't bring a raya from the Mishnah because the Mishnah you could always push off that it was the parents, and the Gemara says since the father was doing it with the kids, so that's easier. That's nichale. That's for sure nichale. That if my father's being a ger, I want to be ger too. So you don't see as great of a chiddush of Huna that even if the kid came all alone, even that's called a zechus. So the Gemara does say the two levels as far as how great of a zechus it is.
But you see, Zachin Shadim Shor, it's not a basin thing.
Yeah, oh,
it's even a parent.
Even a parent. The only thing is that you could maybe start saying that the Gemara is saying that since the parent did it, the kid likes it, but the Bezdin is still. Okay, the Torah says Beferish, like you say, that then it's the parent, you don't even need the Bezdin. The Torah says, if you got parents, then the parents can go and be Megayah the kid. If the kid has no parents, Bezdin will do it. That's how. But the big kasha is Shitas Taisvis. Because Taisvis on the Gemara, right on the side there on the Ksubis Yoralf, asks two Moyadika kashas. He says, we know that Zechia, Zochin Ladam is Mitam Shlichas. Zechia is like Shlichas. So he says, Ain Shlichas La'akum. How could you do Zechia to make a Geirus? But he's a guy today, right now. So what's the Zechia here? So for that one, Taisvis gets out. He says, since right now he's turning into a Yid, so that's good enough. He doesn't use that expression, but he writes, he says, I wrote the exact word for word, if you want to hear the words of Taisvis. Kivan da al yedei ha-zechiyah nase Yisrael havale ki Yisrael gomor le'inyan zechiyah. That's good enough to be like Yid for zechiyah. But then Taisus says, I have another kasha. It says in Ezeo Neshech, in Bot Metziah, that since there's no shlichus for a cotton, so there's no zechiah for a cotton. But midrabanon tiknu zechiah. So Frank Taisus, we're talking about a cotton. That's the whole point. Ger cotton. So even if he's a Jew, he can't be better than a Jewish cotton. And there's no zechiah for a Jewish cotton. So, and for Taisus, you're right. He's Jewish midrabanan. When Rav Huna said, a ger cotton is a Jew, he's Jewish midrabanan. But midraisa is a goy. Okay, that's what Taisus says. So the kasha is, well, if that's true, then how did all the kids become a Jew by Har Sinai? There was no drabanans in those days. So the Taisus are rush. On the spot, says this against Taisus. He says, no, it's got to be Daraisa. How do all the kids become Jewish at Har Sinai? LMI, you see that somehow it's Daraisa. Okay, and that's what all the, and Taisus and Sanhedrin does the same thing. Taisus and Sanhedrin, he says, it's got to be Daraisa from Har Sinai. But Lamaisa, Taisus and Ksubis, says it's Darabana. So what are we going to do with Har Sinai? Okay, that is the cash.
Maybe Shnikas, the halacha wasn't yet until
Har Sinai. You got it the other way. The halacha was double, you mean. After Har Sinai, it's only for a gadol. And you want to say that Har Sinai was a shlichas even for a cut. That's a pella for more, you know. So I want to say over, I'm just saying over this granat. He's the famous one that talks about it. I want everyone to hear this chiddush. I heard it since I was bar mitzvah from my Rebbe of David Bark and said it in the Yartzeit Shir for his...
Right before your bar mitzvah or right after your bar mitzvah?
Right after my bar mitzvah.
He wasn't a cut.
I had das, yeah. I guess. Yeah. He said it over by the Yartzeit Shir for his father-in-law for Rebbe Eli Meir, you know, Bloch. He said that was the first time I heard it, and he said it over because his Rebbe, Rebbe Shmuel Rozovsky, used to always say it over. So I also have to say it over. Why am I saying that halakdama? Because the Chiddush is so mind-boggling that I have to say, but it's already in the Messiah. They've been saying it for a long time, so I have to say it over. He says like this. He says there's a few other astounding Shver Gemaras. One is this famous Gemara in Bechairis, where it says that a Leviya married a Goy. Now, Abbas Levi married a guy, and they had a kid. Should he need Pidyon HaBen? Okay? So, because we know that usually a Bas Levi doesn't have Pidyon HaBen. So how about over here? So the Gemara says, if you hold like the Man Domer, Ein Mizamin Sablad, meaning if you hold that he's a full Jew, then he's zicher, he's a regular Bas Levi, no problem, no Pidyon HaBen. Even if you hold that you put him after his father, the guy, still there's no Pidyon HaBen. My taima, Levi Posel Mikri. He's still a shtickle Levi. He's a Posel Levi because he's considered after his father, the guy, but he's still enough of a Levi to be a Levi Posel. So, of course, the Gemara is puzzling, at least, because, first of all, if you're a guy, you're no Levi. What are you, you're a Posel Levi guy? You ever heard of such a thing? He's a guy, but he's a shtickle Levi. That's one way of saying the Kasha. Or the other way of saying the Kasha is, Daf's mizogin tzvoris, why a guy doesn't need Pidyon HaBen. You say, why does the guy doesn't need Pidyon HaBen? Because he's a Levi. I have another reason. Because he's a guy. Guys don't need Pidyon HaBen. So, okay. So, no matter what you're going to say, what are you going to say? Whatever you're going to do, what you're going to have to say is a shtickle guy, not totally a guy. And the child's just to get the right what you're going to say, but you see already what's coming. The second time you have this is by Taisvis himself in Ksubis. Because as we just had, Taisvis Mahalach, that really the kid, all the kids that become a ger are only Drabbanan. They're only a Jew Drabbanan. In fact, Taisvis, I have a pasuk about a kid who became a ger. It's a pasuk. Where's the pasuk? It says in Nosai, the im ein lo ish goyel, that the guy died, and we know he has no relatives, and someone stole. You know the mice are there. He stole, and he swore that he didn't steal. So then you, what do? You bring the money, and you give it the keren and the chaimish, and you give it to the kahan. There's a din of. So the Gemara says, who is this person who for sure had no relatives? So the Gemara says, if he's a regular Yisrael, he has relatives somewhere. He was a ger. So the Gemara says, but even a ger could have relatives. Because and it's mashma that it's pashit that he didn't have any relatives. So of course, he was a ger cotton. And a cotton can't have children. So there's no way for him to have any relative in the world. So the Gemara says, the pasuk is a ger cotton. So Frank Tais says, I thought you told me there's no ger cotton in the Torah. I thought you told me a ger can never be. So Taisus gives a teretz. The kid, what happened was, he was an uber. The mother became a ger. The mother became a ger. And she was muberis with a kid inside. That's the only way in the world that a kid could be a ger midrais. That's the way you could have a kid who's a... So now all the Achrayim, Rabbi Kiva Eger, the Nesivis, they all say, I don't understand what's the grace of Gedula that the kids are uber. But the Gemara says in Yevamis that he still has to be Megayer. The mother has to Megayer and the kid has to Megayer. So the Gemara says when she goes in the mikveh, it's considered that the water went on her and the water went on the baby. Why? Because even though chatzitza, no, Rabise, since that's how the kid grows, it's not chatzitza. So why is the uber the raisa? Why by making him younger is he going to become the raisa? When he's 1 year old, you're saying it doesn't work because he's too young and shlichus doesn't work and shlichus a cotton. So why if you're making him into uber is he going to be a the raisa?
Because he's part of the mother.
But you see, that's what they're showing you from the Gemara. You don't say that he's part of the mother. You say that he needs his own tvila, right? And the Gemara is saying, so where's his tvila? So the Gemara is saying, he has his own tvila because there's no chatzitza. You see that, if the Gemara would have said that it's like the mother,
right.
Okay, but you see he's his own. So what if Jesus didn't get anywhere?
Even without saying that about tvila, he needs his own tvila.
Okay, well, if you would say, okay, fine. So what did he gain? Okay, so these two questions, so he altogether he has three questions on board. He wants to know, how did the Jews by Matan Torah become Jewish? If it's only Drabanan. How could you be a Levi and a Goy at the same time? And also, how could the Uber be any better, the Raisedik, than a Gerka? So, to answer the whole business, he has a term. Yisrael and Kedushas Yisrael. Okay, this is the Granat. He says there's a thing called Yisrael, and there's a thing called Kedushas Yisrael. Okay, so Dugma, you see that even before Matan Torah, we were B'nai Yisrael. The Ramban said that starting from Avraham Avinu already, that it worked with the mother. You're Jewish if you have a Jewish mother, even though all the nations were working with the father. Like if there was a Moini Moavi, whatever, if you know a Moini father, Moavi mother, you work always with the father, but Jews work with the mother. That already start with up there from Avraham Avinu because he switched, which is basically a Gemara in Yavamas. So we were somewhat of a Jew Yisrael, but we didn't have the Kedusha, the full Kedusha. So he says, if you're already halfway there, then the other half, you don't need the das of the person. Where does he get this? The second half of the geirus, if you're already halfway there, the second half of the geirus, you can do it on him whether he likes it or not. Where is the makor? Where does he get such a big chiddush from? Because he says he thinks the Ritva is saying this. Because the Ritva asks Akasha that why did Rav Huna say this on his own? Is it like he made a chiddush that you can be a guy or a kid, a katan? Why didn't Rav Huna just open a chumash and say it says in Matan Torah that we were a guy or a katanin? Why didn't he bring it out of the chumash? So he gives one answer, and then his second teretz is because I think I wrote down the words of the Ritva. Vesul. Furthermore. The Ilu Zer Avram, if you're talking about Zer Avram, the Eden at Matan Torah, Kvar Nitztavu Ala Mila. They already had Mila from way back. Ulachnisa Mikatnusam Bivrisa. And they were already like had a bris from Avram Aminu from when they were little kids. The Ein Zeh Elagmar Geirus. And Har Sinai was only the Gmar Geirus. It wasn't the whole thing. They were already a little on the way. So what does the Ritva mean that it's only Gemar Geirus? So the Granat makes out of this his big Yisoid. Pshat is they were a Yisrael already. The only thing that you had to do is do the Gemar to make the Kedushas Yisrael. To make Kedushas Yisrael, you just do it. You give him a bris, you put him in the mikvah, whether he likes it or not, he finishes up. You don't need anyone's Nas anymore. Maybe if a knife fell on the guy and that wouldn't be a call of Mila for Geirus at all. But if you do it to the person for Geirus, you don't need his Rotzen for the second part. Memela, it's Pshat the Ritva, Rav Huna couldn't bring any Raya that you could do a Geirus on a cotton for Matan Torah because that's not a real Geirus, that's a Gemar Geirus. He's already Yisrael. You're only doing the Kedushas Yisrael, so you don't need Zochin Laram. You don't. It could be against his will. Doesn't have to be Zochin Laram Shalvafanav. It's not out Shlichas. It's not out that you're doing him a Zechia. You could just force him into it. So you could do it even Baal Karchan. Oh, so now, of course, the first Kasha got Miusha. The first Kasha was, if every Ger Katan is only a Drabbanon, so how do all the Jews get Jewish at Har Sinai? The answer is this Ritva, because they were already Yisrael. And now you could do the rest Baal Karchai. So you could do it to a cotton too, Baal Karchai. You don't need his Das anyway. So basically that's what he wants to say for Har Sinai.
Weren't they themselves forced?
Oh, very good. I'll get to that in a second. Very good. Then he says that's also what the Gemara in Bukharis was talking about. What does it mean? You're a Goy and you're a Levi. The Pshat is this Mandomer is saying that when the father's a goy, he's lacking the kedushas Yisrael. He still is a Yisrael. Nobody, even we hold that when your father's a goy, you're full kedushas, you're a full Jew, totally. The Mandomer who says mezamin also says he's a Yisrael, but he's a Yisrael who doesn't have kedushas Yisrael. So that's what the Gemara meant, that if this kid who's a Yisrael without kedushas Yisrael will now finish up and malan toivel and become fully kadosh, should he do pidyon haben? Because he was born in Yisrael. You can't say you're a guy, you don't need pidyon haben. You can't say that. He was born in Yisrael, and he's connected to his mother. He's considered like he has a Jewish mother, and he's a Yisrael. So he's lacking in his Kedusha. So he has to finish up the Kedusha. But now he went and finished up his Kedusha. So today he's a regular full Jew who was born in Yisrael. So maybe he should do Pidyon HaBen. So the Gemara says, yeah, but he's Pater. Because he was born a Levi Pasul. He was a Levi Pasul, meaning he was a Levi with no Kedusha. But he was still a Yisrael Levi. He was considered a Levi, but he's just lacking in his Kedusha. So Memela, when he finishes up his Kedusha, he still has that Levi in him from when he was born.
To
get his Kedusha, just like we did at Matan Torah. At Matan Torah, we were in the same situation. We were Yisrael already. That's the part that he's trying to say from the Ritva. We already were a Yisrael.
Out's the bris
from Avraham Avinu. But we didn't have Kedushas Yisrael. So we needed to do the whole thing to finish up. But the finishing up, you can do with Baal Karcha. Yeah? So on that, the Gemara in Bechairis is saying that you can have that nowadays, such a level, the same level as that as all Klal Yisrael was then. That the Goy, who's the father, is Mizam in a Savlad, that's a Lashon HaGemara, puts in, Taisa says Zuam, it means because Goyim are called Mizuam. So Memela puts a Zuam in the kid. But Avada, the Gemara says he's still a Levi puzzle. He's still a shtickle Levi. So what does it mean? He's a Yisrael without he's a Yisrael. He's a Levi Yisrael. That's what his mother's a Levi. You know, so he's a Levi puzzle.
I thought that
in
such a case the offspring is
Eden. Well, we paskin Ein Mezamin Lad. We hold that if the mother's Jewish, the kid's Jewish.
Right, doesn't need that any further
gear. That's the mandar we're passing with.
Oh, this is what we're talking about.
The Gemara says, Loimi Boyo, if you hold like the mandar that ain't Mizamin, that he's a full Jew, then for sure he doesn't. But even like the mandar, and you should know by the way, that Rashi and Taisa seem to hold that he is Mizamin.
Rashi, you need a Geiris.
And you do need a Geiris.
You need a Geiris.
Right. You do need. And you know that there are even some Chuvis, if you're supposed to machmer for that and not to give the kid a bris on Shabbos. I think the meaning is you do. But there are some tshuvas that said you should not give the kid a bris on Shabbos because according to Rashi and Taisus, he's a shtickle guy and he needs a geiris. But I don't think that Lamaisa anyone paskins it. But
and what comes to Kedushin?
According to Rashi and Taisus, he can't do Kedushin. He's like Yisrael without Kedushin. He's like before Matan Torah, according to the Granat's way of looking at it. He's like on the level of before Matan Torah. That's how the Granat looks at him. He's got to do the whole finish up with the Geiris. And he says that's also the pshat in the Muberes. Taisvah said that I'll give you an Eitzah. The Eitzah is that the mother was Megayer Muberes. And now the kid will be Jewish Midaraisa. So the Kasha was, he's only younger. Why will he be a Ger Daraisa? If we're going that a cotton is only the abundance, so Uber is no better. He says, pshat's like this. Pshat is that Taisus means that really he should be a Jew without any gears. Because if you're born from a mother Jewish, you're Jewish. So if she was Megayer 6 months pregnant, Lamaisa, the kid's born from a Jewish mother, he should be Jewish. The issue is like this, though. That his father's a guy, right? Where they were both guy, then she became a guy. His father's a guy, so we're going like the shita that if your father's a guy, you don't you're mizamin, you don't have kedusha sisra. So that's why you're going to need Geiris, because even though you're going to be born from a Jewish mother, you can't get rid of the mezamin of the father, which makes the kid mezamin to be no Kedushas Yisrael. So now Tosfos has a great plan. So what we'll do is, but shil tivel, and now the tevila will go on the kid also. And now it will make Kedushas Yisrael. Why? Because we just finished saying that once you're Yisrael, the Kedushas Yisrael could be Baal Karchai. We just finished saying that at Matan Torah, if you're already a Yisrael, then the finish up part can be done even Baal Karchai, and it'll become a Kedushas Yisrael. So Memele, the Uber can be made Kedushas Yisrael Baal Karchai.
You don't need to be an Uber though.
True. Really, really, you could do it later too.
Right,
it just always happens. If she's Megar, she's in the water, so he's
no, but the Torah doesn't have to be speaking about an Uber case. The Torah could be speaking about a Katan whose father was a guy.
But it would be how well you mean the case could be the mother was, let's say, a Jew the whole time.
Right.
Oh, you mean it was like, you know, a father guy, a mother a Jew. And yeah, then like he's born, and then later,
like in Kokesh, Eitzim, you know.
Yeah, you're right. You could have said that.
Help him with the
Right. I guess the
that
will be the Rice. You're right. I guess the only reason Tosfos wouldn't want to say that is because then it would be Aveir. In other words, Tosfos is a kosher way. In other words, this way you come out. What happened was a bad thing.
But there's a big chiddush also. Then Tosfos is holding that this kid doesn't have Yorshim, even though he's connected to his mother.
Right.
That's
what Tosfos is looking for. We want that, right? We want that the kids got no Yorshim.
That's what I'm saying. How does Tosfos know that's not going to be Yorshim?
Well, because the only person he's connected is the mother, and the mother can't Yorshim. Tosfos says that Beferish anyways. He says, because the only one he's in the world is his mother, and there's no Yorshim to a mother. So...
The kid
is coming
and dies, and what happens
to the state? It's Hefker. It's like a ger who dies. We know it's Hefker. Okay, so this is, I just had to tell you over this Granat. The Granat's klal. Okay, so that's one way to learn the gerus of the Yidin by klal, by Matan Torah, that it was able to be done on a katan. Even though usually a cotton is a Durabanan, according to Tosfos, the Ketanim of Matan Torah were different because they were already Yisrael. And once you're Yisrael and you're just moving up to Kedushas Yisrael, it can be done without Das. Okay? Now that's his Mahalach, and there's one nice gain which he has against everyone else, which is that according to him, all those kids. We know that the halacha is, we paskin, that when a kid is megayer, when he becomes bar mitzvah, he has a choice to back out. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosef, higdilu yichaylum limchais. So all the other Rishonim say that all the kids at Har Sinai were megayer through this sugya. So according to them, the truth was, any kid who wanted, when he became bar mitzvah, could back out and become back a guy if he wanted. I don't think anyone did it. I don't know, but really, they could, which is sounds like interesting. But according to the Granat, no. According to the Granat, they couldn't, because the Gemar you do Baal Karchai, and they were already Yisrael, and you had no way out. And here I want to add a nice thing, which I saw in the Sefer Ner LeEchan. There's a very well known kasha that Maharal Prag asked. That it's very well known. Everyone heard of it. Either straight from Maharal Prague or because the Shmaitza in his Akdama brings it. He says, how come it says in Baloischa that Moshe Rabbeinu told them Hilchas Arayis, all the Jews were crying? Because many of them were even married to relatives and they had to separate. So the Maharal says, what's the problem? Gershon is Gai, Kirkot, and Janerla Dami, no one's related. So the Maharal Prague answers, because since the Geirus on Har Sinai was done Baal Karchai, it says, Kof Alei Har Kegigis, a Geirus which is done Baal Karchai, you're still related. You're not Kekot and Janoel done. Okay, this is his words. So they're very deep words. Lama, what's the connection? If it's Baal Karchai, then you don't take a Gershon Yisgar. What's the Shaychus? So in this Sefer Ner Lechad, he said, if according to the Granat, you could explain the Maral like this, that the Maral is using that as a right, meaning like this, the Maral is saying, how did they do it Baal Karchai? How did Hashem Megayar everyone Baal Karchai? The answer is, because they were already Yisrael. And once you're Yisrael, you could finish up the Kedushas Yisrael, even Baal Karchai. Well, then that's why they're not Kikot and Shneil Adami. Because when you only finish up the Kedushas Yisrael, then you are not Kikot and Shneil Adami, like the Granat just said. The Granat said that you're still connected to your mother and you're a Levi and all that. So Memela, the Pshat in the Maral Miprag is that it's a proof. How did it work, Baal Karchai? It must be they were already Yisrael. If so, then they're still related. Okay, now I'll just say already what Rehutner says, Pshat in the Maral Miprag. Well, once I already said it, he says in his Sefer on Shavuos, he has one like half a page, it's a siman on its own to explain the Maral. He says what it means is, how is it true? How is it really that we were Megai or Baal Karchai? How did that work? The answer is, it's like the real famous Rambam, that when you force him, he really wants to inside. So he said, so how? But that's only if you're Jewish, right? If you're Jewish, we say you really want to do the right thing. So we, being that we were Bnei Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov, we also really wanted to do the right thing. So the only time you're considered Kikatan Shenoyel Adami is only if it was a new chiddush of a leida, like something brand new happened to you that had nothing in the past to start it off. Then you changed over, so you can cut the shenayla. Mashenkin here, he writes, it's samach al shulchan shal ha'avar. The reason why I'm a yid today is because I already was Ben Avram who wanted anyways to be a ger. So then it's not a whole new thing. So Memela, that's why it's not cut in general. That's what he thinks the Maral means. Okay, anyways, that's the Granat.
But can't you say as a musag of Dayai over here, that even before, when they were considered to be Yisrael, not was the Akadushas Yisrael, there was no relationship. They allowed to marry aunts and sisters and whatever. There was no different
because they were going, yeah.
But they were called Yisrael already.
They were called Yisrael, yeah.
So what, now that they had the Kadushas Yisrael, that there's a relationship that... He said that goes back and is better in the early relationship.
What do you mean? Every guy has this. Every guy, after he gets ger, he's allowed to marry all his relatives.
Right, so what total in this case?
So that was Maral's kasha, right. Yeah, so by Har Sinai, should have been the same.
So his teretz is they
weren't new. The whole idea is that a ger is like a new person.
Right.
So Memele, we're not related, we're new people. So the Maral, but we weren't new.
More of a relationship, more of a caribur, after Har Sinai than before Har Sinai. But how does that mean there was no caribur?
There was caribur, there's just no aveira.
There's no aveira.
There was caribur, we were related. Uh-huh. They were just not aveira. So usually by geris you become ois karev. But here you don't say that. Fine. Anyways, that is the chiddush hanoira of the Granat. But I don't think we have time to say all the Rishayim, but I want to say at least what I... All the other Rishayim, though, argue on Taisus. They all say he's got to be a Ger Deraisa, Rav Huna must be Deraisa, because of Har Sinai. Because otherwise there's no answer to the Ketanim by Har Sinai. So the Shail is, but how could it be? L'chair, it's true. There's no Shlichas for a Katan. So how is this going to work? Okay, so there's not enough time to say all the Shitas. But I want to say the most interesting one then. Rashi. Rashi has a mahalach in Yavamis, Amem Ches Amar Aleph, that it says in the pasuk, V'chi yogur itcha ger, himo loy kol zohar, v'oz yikrav la'asoyse. If you have a ger, then if he wants to do Karm Pesach, he has to mal all his zohar. So what kind of kids are we talking about? This ger. So Taisa says it means he's a ger, And he, after he became Jewish, he had a family. So in order to bring the Korban Pesach, he's got to mal all his kids. But Rashi says not that way. Rashi says you're talking about a guy became a ger when he's 40. Right? And he has a bunch of kids. Goyim. The Torah says, you can't bring a Korban Pesach. Your kids are Arelim. You've got to mal them and megayer them. Or else you can't eat the Korban Pesach. And from here, says Rashi, we learn that a father can take his kids and megayer them whether they like it or not. Then there's another pasuk, the Gemara Darshan is right next to it. Oh, that you may think even Gedolim. But then we learn out from a pasuk. It says, what's the words in the pasuk? Eved ish umalta. Ugh, I forgot the exact. The Gemara Darshan's from the words Eved ish umalta, that only a Eved shehu ish, only if you have a slave who's over bar mitzvah, you can do it bar karchai. But once your kid gets over bar mitzvah, you can't do it bar karchai once he's bar mitzvah. But until he's bar mitzvah, the father has the right to megayer his kids. So memela, that is the pshat in how it works midaraisa. If the kid has a father and he's doing it, it says in the pasuk that a father can megayer his kids without their consent. And if he doesn't have a father, if you look in Rashi, in Ksubas, on the Gemara there, Amar Rav Huna, Ger Katan Mat Bilin Oise Al Das Bezdin, says Rashi, Vehein Nasin Loi Av. So the question is, what is that? So the Shita Mukubetsa says, Rashi was trying to avoid this whole Shlichas problems. That Taisa says, if it's Shlichas, he's a Katan, he's a Goy, and he's a this, Zekdash, Gornish the Tomit Shlichas. The pshat is that the Rav Huna is mechadish to me that it doesn't have to be your physical father. If you don't have a father, then Bezdin can act as your father. Whoever is taking care of you can do this thing. So there's a new chiddush hakra that the geiris doesn't have to be done davka by you. It can be done by the one who's like taking care of you. And that's a deraisa thing from a pasuk of Hima Leikol Zachar. So Mela, according to that, it's Mushav how all the kids became a Ger Midaraisa by Har Sinai. If they had a father, so the father's the father. And if they don't have a father, says Rashi, Hey Nasin Loyav, then the Bezdin can be Bim Koim the Av, and that works Midaraisa as a father. It's a new Gzer Sakasim, a father can be Gair, his kids. That's Shitas Rashi. All right, I think I'm going to have to stop with Rashi. Okay. Yeah.